This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Neil Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Rising relations. These two countries have supported opposite sides of the civil war in Syria. Russia has been instrumental in President Bashar al-Assad's push to retake rebel-held parts of Syria, which, of course, includes Aleppo. And just yesterday, Russia, Iran, and Turkey held talks on Syria, and the United States left out of the conversation. And a spokesman for the Kremlin says that nearly all dialogue between Russia and the U.S. has been, quote, frozen. We do not talk to each other. Let's talk about the U.S. and Russia's tense relationship now with Christopher Hill. He is the former ambassador to Iraq. He was also the Assistant Secretary of State for East Asian and Pacific Affairs. He's now the Dean of the Joseph Corbell School of International Studies at the University of Denver. Ambassador, thank you so much for being with us. We do appreciate it. And I want to get your read on something. Let's talk about a statement, a response that we got from the State Department spokesman John Kirby. He says it's difficult to know exactly what is meant by this comment about being frozen. But diplomatic engagement with Russia continues across a wide range of issues. That we have significant differences with Moscow on some of these issues is well known, but there hasn't been a break in dialogue. Indeed, as we noted, Secretary Kerry spoke by phone with Foreign Minister Lavrov just yesterday about the situation in Syria. You, sir, have dealt with a lot of foreign diplomats over your career. So when you hear a spokesman from the Kremlin say that this dialogue is frozen, they don't communicate, and yet we know it's the contrary, does that concern you?
Yeah, it concerns me a lot. In fact, this inability to kind of work with Russia has been extremely problematic over the last few years. I hasten to add that a lot of this blame can be laid at the doorstep of Vladimir Putin, who seems unwilling to meet anyone halfway. But at the same time, I would not say it's 100% at his doorstep. I think our problem in Syria was to take a position early on that was essentially untenable, unenforceable, and that was the notion that Bashar al-Assad must go, and then we'd begin to sort of talk about what lay in the future for Syria. And clearly that position has led us nowhere, and in fact kind of led us to be in an isolated position as we are now.
Scott, is this whole situation kind of a teaching lesson? I mean, after all, the president is an academic, and he looks at everything as, maybe a teaching lesson, and will operate in the theory. I mean, after all, I think maybe when he was in Kenya growing up, he was too influenced by Bugs Bunny diplomacy. All right. What do you think? Does that bring back some memories?
It does.
It does.
I believe
you just happen to have something.
Yeah, I believe this is the foreign policy refresher course that Obama took before he went in.
Okay.
Here we go.
Start walking, you doggone long-eared galoot.
Just a minute, partner. You can't talk to me like that. Them's fighting words.
Them's fighting words.
I dare you to step over this line.
Okay, I'm a stepping.
Oh, not the line.
I dare you to step over this one.
Oh, there it is. That's it.
This
See,
one.
It was this line, not that line. Maybe this line. That's it. That sums it up. I mean, that's probably where he got it from. I mean, hey, let's not listen to any generals or anybody with experience. Let's go to Bugs and use the Bugs foreign policy.
The old, you talk to me like that 10, 15 more times, and we're going to have an issue.
That's the whole point, you know, is that, and this is what they're saying. And look at what's being reported this morning. U.S. Army's commander in Europe has accused Russia of using its military campaign in Syria as a live fire training opportunity. You talk about fighting words. Whoa, I mean, you know, what is that going to do? That puts the international community on notice, saying, look, they have such a disrespect of the Syrian people there that it's a live fire training opportunity. This is what Russia's doing. I mean, this is great. You know, they can't hardly fight back, and Russia's air superiority power, and where is America? To blunt this, Lieutenant General Ben Hodges said Russia's disregard for civilian casualties is not the conduct of a nation that wants to be treated like a superpower. That pretty well sums it up. We've got more to talk about. Stay with us. Sebastian Gorka coming up next right here at 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bill Martinez live.
Christmas to you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. You can find out how you can connect with any one of the 280-plus affiliates we have and around the world via shortwave as well. Dr. Sebastian Gorka right now is with us, author of the best-selling book, Defeating Jihad, The Winnable War. He's the president and professor of strategy of irregular warfare at the Institute of World Politics. Dr. Gorka, as always, a pleasure to have you on with us. How are you doing, sir?
Very well. Thanks for having me on the show. Merry Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas. Dr. Gorka, you say the front line is when you leave your house in the morning. This is what it's coming down to, isn't it?
Absolutely. So the war against what I call the global jihadi movement is unlike World War One or World War Two or Korea. It's not a faraway field with front lines and trenches. The front line of this war is when you leave your house in the morning, whether you're going to a Christmas party in a council building in San Bernardino, whether you're going to a Christmas market in Berlin, or whether you're going to a Marine Corps fun run in New Jersey. That's the reality of the current threat environment.
Well, let me ask you for your insight on this, Dr. Gorka, because I haven't heard you comment on this directly related to one President-elect Donald Trump. Are the jihadis getting to realize, in much the same way as we are waiting for Ronald Reagan to come on the scene, that they're saying, we're not going to have it as easy as we've had it in the last 8 years. Is that starting to be the sentiment?
Well, I'm not in the jihadi base camps or in the headquarters, but yes, they understand if they've got a pulse and they're switching on a television or listening to the radio, just like everybody else in the world, they understand that come January 20th, there will be a new sheriff in town, and on the 21st, that everything changes. This is the man. I've met this man. I've discussed the national security with Mr. Trump. He understands we are at war, and he wants to win that war.
Well, I got to tell you, I was really convinced after General Flynn had met with Donald Trump, and the first question that he wanted to answer was he in it to win it? Was he in all the way? And when he was convinced that was the case, then he had General Flynn's vote of confidence.
Yes, he is a former director of the Defense Intelligence Agency. He's a soldier's soldier. He's been head of intelligence in Afghanistan and Iraq. This is a man who understands absolutely the stakes of this conflict. If you read his book, Field of Fight, he has a plan, and he knows how serious this conflict really is.
Well, Dr. Gorka, you've been talking about the ever-changing and dynamic presentation of ISIS and these jihadi attacks. they're realizing, and I guess they have been for a while, it isn't necessarily about getting an airplane anymore. It's whatever you can get your hands on that can do some damage. If it happens to be a truck or whatever, you know, that can kind of get under the radar, as opposed to going out and trying to buy a bunch of guns and explosives, which immediately is going to send out the caution flags. But if you can do like what they were able to do on that Christian marketplace there in Berlin, then why not?
Yeah, this is what the Islamic State has learned from Al Qaeda. Al Qaeda was ironically almost too successful on September 11th. It's killing of 3,000 people in less than an hour and a half meant that they became obsessed with more spectacle, with more mass destruction. ISIS says that's not necessary. If you read their magazine, Tabuk, or watch their jihadi videos, they're explicit. They said, you don't need to get a weapon. You don't have to build an IED, a pressure cooker bomb, or anything of the sort. Get in a vehicle, steal a truck, and the quote from one of their publications is, mow the infidel down as if you were mowing grass. So this is classic guerrilla warfare, and unfortunately, it is a low-investment tactic that yields high results in terms of destruction.
Well, Gorka, let's look at what happened with the shooting of the Russian ambassador. What was your immediate thought when you heard of that?
Well, I didn't hear of it. I saw it, and I thought that we're going to watch this video for the next 20 years. We've seen all kinds of awful jihadi videos, but we've never really seen this, where an innocent event is suddenly turned into a jihadi attack, and we have the footage of a political assassination by a member of the armed security forces. So this is what we call the insider threat, the very deadly threat. It's one thing for civilians to turn into terrorists, but when you have a sworn police officer who has a gun, has a badge, turn to the jihadi movement and become one of its foot soldiers, that is a very, very deadly prospect.
And of course, you have Russia and Turkey vowing to not let this be an issue, that they will continue to ally together and, you know, get through this, right?
Well, we will wait and see what the official reactions are. There's been tensions between Russia and Turkey. This was immediately labeled by the Kremlin as a terrorist attack. It was deemed by some as an attempt to put a further wedge between Ankara and Moscow. It's only time will tell what the broader ramifications are of this assassination.
Well, Dr. Gorka, where are we right now in your assessment with Syria?
We are nowhere good. We've seen almost 500,000 people killed in the last 5 years. We've had a death of 1,000 cuts in terms of the Obama administration's policies that have been really red lines that weren't red lines. The tinkering on the edges of really a atrocity after atrocity. The reality is that Assad is not a good man. Nevertheless, he enjoys the support of both Moscow and Beijing, and that's a reality that this administration doesn't want to recognize, but something that cannot be denied. So the reality is Assad isn't going anywhere, and we have to deal with him if we wish to have some kind of stability in that benighted country.
And, of course, when you consider the ramifications of all the refugees, Merkel has her hands full. I mean, she's accepted, close to 1 million Muslim refugees. And, the people there in Germany are saying enough of this. And, you know, they're hearing what Donald Trump is saying in terms of super vetting. And they're saying, you know, how come we're not doing this?
Well, it's more than 1 million refugees. It's 900,000 already just this calendar year. And, she's paying the price, absolutely. The idea that you can have unfettered migration from active war zones where jihadi organizations are based, and organizations which have said in the plain English of their publication that we will exploit the refugee streams. And when we see people who had asylum status in the EU being involved with or perpetrating such events as the Brussels or Paris attacks, then we know this is an imminent threat. And when you have the director of the FBI state in unclassified congressional testimony that we have, the federal authorities have no way to effectively vet people from active war zones like Syria, that is something that has to be taken very, very seriously.
Our conversation continues with Dr. Sebastian Gorka, author of the book, Defeating Jihad, The Winnable War. This is
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Dr. Sebastian Gorka is our guest. Our conversation continues. He's the author, of course, of the top-selling book, Defeating Jihad, the Winnable War, President, Professor of Strategy, Irregular Warfare Institute of World Politics. Dr. Gorka, as you stated in a Fox interview here recently, you said very clearly, and this is something that Americans, I hope, are listening to what's going on, because we cannot be lax. What we're seeing happening in Europe
is, you know, and it has in a sense been happening here domestically, just not to the level as it has been in Europe. But we have to be on guard. As you say, the front line is when you leave your house in the morning. That statement wasn't just for Europeans. It was meant for here, you know, for all of us here in America as well, right?
Indeed. If you want the facts, you go to the website threatknowledge.org, and your listeners can download a report we wrote there on the ISIS threat to America. And the fact is, with the recent arrest in New York and elsewhere, we have killed or arrested 125 ISIS terrorists in America in just the last 2.5 years since the caliphate was declared from Mosul. So not 25, not 35, 125 people linked to ISIS here in America since the caliphate was declared 2.5 years ago. The threat is real, and the threat is here on the streets of the United States.
Well, we're seeing what's happening in Europe, certainly with Germany, with the crisis of the refugees. Christians there and their homeland have been attacked on all levels, from the Coptics to the Assyrian Christians. I mean, we're talking millions of people being misplaced. Here we are in America. We're celebrating the holidays with our families. And it really grieves me, as I'm sure it does you, Dr. Gorka, that there's so many there in the Middle East, our Christian brothers and sisters, that it's not a very joyful Christmas for them right now.
This is the great untold story of the last 15 years of our war with the global jihadi movement. And it's something that really is quite shocking that isn't discussed more openly here in America. And just look at one country, Iraq. When we invaded that country in 2003, there were 1.4 million Christians in that country, native Iraqis, from a community that is one of the oldest Christian communities in the world. Let's remember, the Middle East was Christian before it was Muslim. Mm-hmm. And of those 1.4 million human souls, there are less than 200,000 left in their homes today after the rise of ISIS and the declaration of the caliphate. So that's over 1 million Christians in one country alone who have been murdered or forced into exile, and that is religious genocide. And that is the true toll of this war against the totalitarian ideology that is jihadism.
Isn't this at the doorstep of one Barack Obama? I regret that I'm having to say that, but I mean, he's been the leader, and we know, as President of the United States, the buck stops there at the Oval Office, doesn't it?
Well, it should, but when you have an administration that in its official policy statements and documents says to the world that we will lead from behind, which in my book means following, then you will create the vacuums that will be exploited by malefactors, whether it's the mullahs in Iran, China, ISIS, or Russia. They note that you are not interested in being a leader, and they will exploit that. If you look at just the consequences of that lack of leadership, it has created, just one more data point for your listeners. Mm-hmm. Today, at the end of 2016, there are in the world 65 million refugees. That is a world record. We had less refugees than displaced persons in 1945, after 6 years of World War II. That refugee stream is in many parts the result of the rise of Islamic terrorist groups across the world, from Asia to the Middle East to North Africa to West Africa. That would not occur and would not be as bad as it is if there were a modicum of leadership coming out of the White House.
How come they're not seeing this as the international crisis? I mean, this should be glaring out in the biggest letters that you can have out there, and there should be such outrage amongst the leadership, the international leadership, over this situation. I mean, that number is astronomical, Dr. Gorka.
Because there would only be outrage if there were a conservative president in the White House. The mainstream media is subservient, completely complicit in this, at its core. And remember, this is a president who received the Nobel Peace Prize before he did anything, and is a man who actually bombed seven nations as a liberal anti-war candidate. an individual who's used drone strikes to kill U.S. citizens, albeit terrorists, but yeah. U.S. citizens
without due process.
Mm-hmm. If that had been done by a Republican, you know what the mainstream media would have done. But because he is a so-called Democrat, that means that he gets a free pass.
And to what consequence? Millions of people without homes, the pressure that it's putting on these neighboring countries, what it's done to Germany, what it's doing to other countries, you know, they're busting at the seams. And meanwhile, you know, here it is. The president said we're going to take on 10,000, which is probably, if we knew the real number, it's probably closer to 20, possibly. Hillary Clinton, had she been elected, said she didn't have a problem with having 50. And yet all our security people, all our intelligence agencies say there's no way you can vet these people. And said it takes at least 3 years, but within 7-8 months, the president opened the door to 10,000 unvetted, as best I can tell, refugees into this country. And most of them were Muslims. Very few were Christians. Probably less than 2% were Christians.
Correct. My parents were refugees. They escaped communism in 1956, so this is an issue that's close to me. But we have to be realistic. We are a Judeo-Christian nation. As a result, we help people who deserve to be helped and who we can help. Mm-hmm. But that is not a contract for suicide. The idea that you open the borders to people who cannot be vetted, the idea that Hillary Clinton gives speeches behind closed doors to say the whole of the Western Hemisphere should have no borders, that is the antithesis of national security.
Exactly.
You do not have sovereignty if you cannot control your territory, nor do you have safety if you don't have a capacity to screen who comes onto your territory. This is why I always ask, you know, people who argue against this, do you lock your door at night when you go to sleep?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you do, then you're in favor of borders and sovereignty. And I think most people lock their doors at night, don't you?
Yeah, without a doubt. Dr. Sebastian Gorka is our guest. Dr. Gorka, as we conclude 2016, looking at 2017, what is the best that America can hope for in this coming year?
The best is the return of leadership globally from America, not in the terms of a neoconservative administration that wishes to invade other countries and try and create cookie-cutter approaches to their development. That's not going to happen. We know that from the speeches made by President-elect Trump. But there will be leadership. There will be belief in America. And one of the things that I can predict just listening to the Jamestown speech of Mr. Trump and his other campaign statements, day one, on the afternoon of January 20th, there will be no more political correctness. The idea that you can't talk truthfully about who the enemy is and what they represent to the values of this great nation, that will end in a month's time, and every American will be safer as a result.
Well, this was a key message in your book, Defeating Jihad, but you got to call it for what it is, right?
Whether you're diagnosing an illness or whether you're trying to defeat an enemy, if you cannot describe them accurately, you will not win. If you are sick and the doctor misdiagnoses what illness you have, you will not be healed. As a result, you have to have objective truth. The same way that President Reagan called the USSR an evil empire that was the first nail in the coffin of communism, and that's what we have to do with the global jihadi movement today.
Exactly right. Well, Dr. Sebastian Gorka has been our guest. Dr. Gorka, Merry Christmas. Thank you so much for being with us. Dr. Gorka, the author of the best-selling book, Defeating Jihad, The Winnable War. He's the Vice President, Professor of Strategy and Irregular Warfare at the Institute of World Politics. Thank you, Dr. Gorka.
Thank you, and please do have your listeners check out my website, thegorkabriefing.com. That's Gorka, thegorkabriefing.com.
This special report is brought to you by Shriners Hospitals for Children. There may be no place like home for the holidays, but with more cooking, open flames, and live Christmas trees, your home is also at a higher risk for fires during this time of the year. According to a new survey conducted by Shriners Hospitals for Children, many Americans may be adding to the danger by not taking some of the simplest safety precautions. For example, less than half of those surveyed water their Christmas trees daily, a key step to keep them safe. A quarter of respondents say they leave lit candles unattended, a common cause of home fires. and nearly 30% do not turn pot handles to the back of the stove to keep them out of a child's reach. Shriners Hospitals for Children, a leader in pediatric burn care for decades, is urging families to visit beburnaware.org to learn how they can reduce the risk of fires and burns this holiday season. For more resources and tips, visit beburnaware.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Bill Martinez live.
No, I want to let you shoot right under her when I shoot you. I can't raise my laser rifle.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
Wow. What's this?
This is the North Pole.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Where's the snow?
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
How do you help but not smile when you hear some of these old outtakes from, you know, these movies that have, you know, they're just becoming classics among the top 10 most viewed holiday movies for our enjoyment. Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Sarah Westwood is with us right now. Got a promotion. She's now the White House news correspondent for the Washington Examiner. Sarah, welcome. Always good to have you with us. How you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, so quite a process now. You got elevated from watchdog reporter. Now you're the White House news correspondent. But, of course, you know, your instincts, you don't have to abandon your instincts. You're still going to be a watchdog reporter. But now, as a White House news correspondent, keeping an eye and helping us, you know, keep our politicians accountable.
Hopefully, that's the goal. You know, I'm sure there'll be no shortage of things to look out for in the new administration as well. So I'm looking forward to it.
So what happens? I mean, how does this process occur that you become, when you're elevated to White House news guy? I imagine it's not like all of a sudden somebody taps you on the shoulder and said, well, here's your new gig today. I mean, this takes some time, right?
Right. So you can get a White House press pass in 3 to 6 months. You know, I think they have to vet you and make sure you're not a serial killer before they give it to you. And then you get a hard pass to the White House. But for now, for the 3 to 6 months until that happens, you have to apply every time you go with your social security number for a temporary pass.
Mm-hmm. So now you get to walk right on through. You got the special gate you go through, and now everybody is getting used to seeing you around the White House now, huh?
Well, hopefully. You know, it's a weird position to have both the Trump transition process to cover as well as the Obama White House waiting days. So sort of have my foot in both camps right now, but it's certainly interesting.
Now, did you explain to the husband unit that this required a whole bunch of new outfits and everything?
Oh, you know, that's a great idea. I should explain to him.
Uh-oh. He's going to call me up and go, hey, thanks a lot. What are you doing to us? We have a budget. We still have a little one here who's eating. He wants to eat every day, several times a day, believe it or not. Well, Sarah, a lot's been going on. Speaking of Trump, President-elect Trump, named, as expected, we knew Kellyanne Conway was going to be put in a prestigious position, and she's going to be one of his key advisors, right?
Right, and it's interesting because she has made it clear that she was first offered the press secretary position, and she has said she politely turned it down. Counselor to the president seems like it's a little bit of a step up from that. Mm-hmm. She might have the president's ear in a way that the press secretary position wouldn't necessarily allow her to have. So certainly that is, it ends speculation that maybe she was gearing up to take a position outside the administration the way Corey Lewandowski did it. You know, Corey Lewandowski and Bill Bennett of Ben Carson's campaign set up a consulting shop outside the White House. So it's clear they're not going to get positions in the White House. And there's been speculation for weeks now that maybe Kellyanne Conway was positioning herself to do the same thing. Her taking this counselor to the president position obviously ends that speculation. She will be in the West Wing.
Well, this means she's going to have a dialogue with the president as opposed to, as you say, as press secretary. You know, you're pummeled with all this information and these talking points, and you get your marching orders, and you're dictated to, as opposed to being able to, you know, respond back, I would think, because of the amount of information that you're handling.
Exactly. And, you know, the Trump team has always had an adversarial relationship with the press. So whoever takes that press secretary position, it's most likely going to be Sean Spicer of the RNC. Whoever takes that position is going to have a really tough job. They're going to face a barrage of hard questions every single day. And I don't know that that's something the Obama administration has had to confront, except on rare occasions when they really messed up, because the press corps had sort of a friendly relationship with the Obama administration, and they always have. And so the Trump team is not going to start off with that goodwill from the White House press corps.
Well, it's a different program. I mean, it's not like all of a sudden you get to send your initial offering to your editor, you know, to the White House for corrections and you know, for their input. It's going to be a little bit different. I think Donald Trump is going to, you know, he's not going to play that game with the press. And they've been spoiled for the last 8 years. And look, they wanted to be part of the reindeer games of the White House, be invited to the special parties and acknowledged in that. And, you know, they paid a big price for it. And I think a price yet to be realized by way of we the people. I mean, they've lost the audience and following and credibility as a result of that, you know, and they've got to try to rebuild here. And can they do it under the Trump administration?
Well, it's interesting that you say, you know, they do need to try to rebuild a trust in the institution of the media is at an all-time low, but they don't seem to be in any hurry to get started on that period of reflection that they so badly need. I mean, clearly, their way they cover the transition mirrors the way they covered the campaign every day. What you're hearing about is the transition process in chaos. Maybe Donald Trump hasn't named this position or that position yet. He's behind schedule when empirically he's actually ahead of schedule of
exactly
a lot of modern presidents. And by all accounts, the transition process has been run fairly smoothly for someone who wasn't expected to win and who might not have been as far ahead in the process as Hillary Clinton's team was and as prepared to win. I mean, it's been going, we're hearing, pretty well. Mm. And so you don't see that sort of humility reflected in the way the media is covering Donald Trump's transition.
Well, if they're a reflection of anybody, they're a reflection of the Democratic Party, I would think, wouldn't you? I mean, it seems
right.
I mean, it seems to be in terms of the chaos and the way they're presenting things. I mean, they're so ideologically fixed. And that's why my bit of warning and, you know, direction and as far as communication with the Democratic Party is say, look, get your act together. You know, we need you in the fight. You know, we got to have both parties involved. I mean, we already saw what happened when there's only one party involved in setting policy. It's called Obamacare. That should be the biggest example laid out in front of everybody. This is why we need to cooperate
and we need to communicate one with another. Now, the pouting is over. You know, the Electoral College has spoken. We have a president. President, his name is President Donald Trump. He will take over on January the 20th, 2017, and we need everybody in the fight if we're going to get this country back on track, don't we?
Well, exactly, and you're starting to see some indications that maybe Congress will act in a bipartisan manner, and I think the best example of that is Trump's infrastructure plan. It's actually pretty similar to the infrastructure plan that Democrats have proposed, and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer has already come out and said if Trump's infrastructure plan looks like what he proposed during the campaign, then we're not going to have any problem because that's what we want too. And
exactly.
So it's important that Democrats can kind of put aside the disgust they have at Donald Trump and that they've demonstrated for so long and look and see that a lot of Donald Trump's policies actually aren't that different from what centrist Democrats have been proposing. That's why Donald Trump did have some skeptical conservatives who were worried that he wasn't ideological enough. The infrastructure spending bill is a great example of that. It's modeled after Democratic policies in a lot of ways. And it's an easy win for both parties if they're willing to not approach it from a partisan stance.
Exactly. Well, this is the opportunity, and I think what they're going to find out on both sides, this is not necessarily business as usual. Donald Trump is a man of action. He's about making things happen. And I think at the end of the day, even all the politicians will appreciate being productive. I mean, to be able to go back to their constituency and say, hey, this is what we've done, as opposed to this is what we've roadblocked, right?
Exactly. I think people are tired of people taking a stand just for the sake of taking a stand, and they're tired of partisanship. Not everybody's going to get everything they want in every piece of legislation, and that's sort of the approach that needs to happen now.
20 seconds. This may be a little unfair, Sarah, but 20 seconds. What happened to Giuliani, Gingrich, and Christie? We'll put them all together in one lump.
If you lump them all together, all of them come to the table with their own baggage, and maybe baggage Donald Trump thought might distract from his agenda in a way that he just didn't need.
Exactly. Sarah Westwood, now the White House news correspondent for the Washington Examiner. Sarah, thank you so much for being with us. It's 18 before the top of the hour right now.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home design and DIY experts Ben and Aaron Napier. Holiday decor goes beyond what meets the eye. Embrace the scents of the season in your home with this simple tip.
We love to fill our home with the warm, comforting scents of the holidays by making our own potpourri. It's so easy. To create the perfect holiday aroma, simply fill a saucepan with water and simmer fruit like cranberries and oranges with spices such as cinnamon and nutmeg.
Even better, all of these ingredients can be found at grocery stores and wholesale clubs. And with our Bank America Our Cash Rewards credit card, we earn 2% cash back. We can also earn 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on all other purchases.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
You got it, ladies and gentlemen, live from the movie capital of the world, Hollywood, California. It's still the movie capital, isn't it? The movie guy reports in the weekend's big winners in the box office and the best of the coming attractions. We're talking Steve Evans, the movie guy. Hollywood's still movie capital, right?
Yeah, as far as I know, that's right.
I mean, I'm watching all these different, you know, cities and everything vying for that, you know, movie money and all the incentives. Hollywood for a while chased a lot of the production houses out of there because they, you know, like New York, they just wanted to tax them to high heaven, right?
Well, I bet they're coming back, it seems, you know. Hollywood will always be Hollywood, churning out the big hits, which, of course, they did last weekend. The Disney Company, by the way, is having an amazing run this year. Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, number one. It will be the number one movie of the year, they say. It made $155 million just in this country alone and about $300 million worldwide. So rather a big opening there for the Star Wars Story. What do you think?
Exactly. Well, I got a chance to see it. I fought the throng and of humanity and was able to get in and catch a viewing of it. I thought they did a great job. I thought, all things concerned, I know people are very concerned because it wasn't George Lucas. We're talking Mickey Mouse and the crew doing it. But I thought they did a great job with it and kind of maintained the integrity. I certainly thought it was complimentary of the first, this is the first right. series of Star Wars, not the second part, which I thought fell very short. I didn't quite understand that.
So the 1977 movie, and right. Like I say, it gets a little confusing, but everybody seems to like it. It's going to be number one again this weekend. They think it's going to make $125 million over the holiday period, so it is off and running. No problem. And it should be a huge holiday party at the Disney Company.
Well, as you say, Disney, I mean, what a year for them. I mean, I stopped counting all the different movies and the amount of money that they've put in.
They think $7 billion this year from the box office worldwide.
Lord have mercy.
Moana, another Disney movie, was number two last weekend. It made about 12.7. Office Christmas Party, number three. Collateral Beauty, big disappointment for Will Smith. It only made about 7.1. It's a huge cast. I think it's a much better movie than you're being led to believe. Collateral Beauty will be in the theaters this holiday period. And then we had Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, rounding out the top five. Now, I had a chance to see Jackie.
Right.
Which I know you have seen, saw it in New York. What do you think? You thought it was a little dark, right?
I did. It was dark and moody, but, you know, after all, it was a dark time for our country.
Well,
and,
it really was.
And, you see, the depiction of, the First Lady and what she had to go through, and you got to put into perspective her youth. I mean, this is a young woman going through, and I just had this sense of she was kind of like, it seemed to be like she was locked in shock, and could you blame her? I mean, she's sitting there holding her husband, trying to put his head back together again, as she says. And, I mean, wow.
You know, it was, because I remember that time. I was around. And I remember her as being devastated, obviously, but quite dignified. But this movie portrays her behind the scenes as being angry and quite demanding at the time, which, of course, we didn't see. This movie, it makes you wonder what it's based on. And I think a lot is based on the Teddy Sorensen notes from that interview with Life magazine, and that's a lot of the source material for this particular portrayal.
Exactly. Right.
But you're right. I mean, here she is. I mean, I have no idea. This is just, days, some hours after this whole thing had happened where her husband was brutally shot and killed, and he dies in her lap. I mean, I'm not sure how that affects somebody. It really is. But I'll tell you what, it is very dark until I think the last 5 minutes of that movie make the movie. Because it's that time when you see why we view that entire period the way we do through the eyes of what became known as Camelot.
Camelot, exactly.
Really amazing stuff.
Yeah.
And a great job. She does capture that affected speech that Jackie had. You know, she had kind of an unusual way of talking, and Natalie Portman does a great job in capturing her character. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because that was the other thing that was noticeable was her rhythm of speaking, and just her also, I'm not sure how to put my finger on it, but her sense of, I guess of the brand of the Kennedys.
Yeah.
And, even down to the point where, okay, we're going to go through this burial process, and it was all orchestrated. She wanted to do something like, follow the lead of Abraham Lincoln, the way Abraham Lincoln was buried, with the caissons and all the orchestration, and then it wasn't going to happen, then it did happen, kind of thing, and some of the inner machinations was going on. I was glad that they didn't get much into the Johnson Kennedy feud stuff that's going on. I think that's for another movie.
Yeah, it was quite apparent during the film that they didn't really see eye to eye, but. Yeah, I would recommend it. It is a dark portrayal of a very dark time in our country's history.
Well, I came away from this, Steve, and more spirited than ever. We have pursued, trying to find out exactly what's coming. Here we are 60-some years later, right? 63 years later, we still can't figure out, really, definitively, who killed the President of the United States.
Have you ever been to the book depository?
No, I've never been there.
Not to go too far off track here, but I did have a chance to go there a couple of years ago, and you can actually go up and be right. You can't be right at the window where Oswald was, but you can be at the window next to the one, because they have that whole area sealed off, and they have it reconstructed as it was. And you look down at the street from the window, and they have an X where the first shot was fired, and it wasn't very far. And you come away from that thinking, this guy with one, a single guy with a rifle could easily pull this off. It was a very easy shot, actually. Anyway, not to get too far off track here. Should we talk about movies?
Hey, let's talk about it. We got some things coming up this week, huh? Or this weekend.
Yeah, we have, here's a great, movie for the holidays. It's called Sing, which is this koala bear by the name of Buster Moon, obviously an animated film, staging a grand singing competition for the world's animals in order to save his elegant theater in this quirky animated musical. Now, this is starring the voice talents of Matthew McConaughey, Reese Witherspoon, Seth MacFarlane, Scarlett Johansson. 68% are recommending this one. The animation isn't Pixar. It's getting a bit of a hit for that, but one critic saying where Sing soars is in its one-by-one attention to its ensemble of beasts and its obvious passion for music. Sing out there this weekend, 68% recommending. Also being released this weekend, Passengers. This is about a spacecraft traveling to a distant colony planet, transporting thousands of people. It has a malfunction in its sleep chambers, and we have two people, played by Jennifer Lawrence and Chris Pratt, being awakened 90 years too early. Now, we know how frustrating that can be. Set your alarm for 6:30, and it goes off at 3 a.m. You know that feeling, right?
Mm-hmm, yes.
So that's what
But we're talking years, though, now.
We're talking 90 years early. And so it's rather interesting. They're saying that, you know, not a whole lot of, a lot of critics are saying it just doesn't quite work. Only 28% are recommending this. Mm-hmm. Check out the trailer. If you're into this sort of thing, it might be one to see. Mm-hmm. Also, a comedy out called Why Him? This is about a dad who forms a bitter rivalry with his daughter's young, rich boyfriend. Over the holidays, you got Ned, played by Bryan Cranston, who's always terrific, an overprotective but loving dad, and his family visit his daughter at Stanford, where he meets his biggest nightmare, her well-meaning but very socially awkward Silicon Valley billionaire boyfriend, played by James Franco.
Lord have mercy.
36% right.
Every dad's nightmare, right?
At least he's rich, right?
Yes.
We also have one called A Monster Calls. The trailer looks terrific. This is a visually spectacular drama. It's about a 12-year-old kid played by the name of Connor, who's played by Louis McDougall, dealing with his mother's illness, mother played by Felicity Jones. He also has a less-than-sympathetic grandmother to deal with and bullying classmates. He finds an unlikely ally when a monster appears in his bedroom window. Mm. It really is a very cute story, very well told, visually spectacular, 85%.
I kind of like the poster. The poster itself is a little bit of E.T. reference there with the fingers, you know, kind of thing.
Right.
Without, you know, just a little bit of, you know, a little subtleness to it is all.
Liam Neeson plays the monster, and mm-hmm. with the visual effects they can do these days, the whole thing really works.
Wow.
A lot of people were looking forward to Assassin's Creed. This is based upon the video game. Not getting great reviews. 17% recommending this one. This is about Callum Lynch, played by Michael Fassbender. He experiences the adventures of his ancestor Aguilar because he is able to unlock his genetic memories. Aguilar was this character in 15th century Spain. He discovers he's descended from by a mysterious society known as the Assassins and amasses incredible knowledge and skills to take on the oppressive and powerful Templar organization in the present day. Only about 17% recommending that one. It's based upon the video game. If you're familiar with the game, you might like that. Also, Silence, the new Martin Scorsese film, is out this weekend. It's starring Andrew Garfield and Adam Driver. This is about... And well, it takes place in the 17th century, about two Jesuit priests facing violence and persecution when they travel to Japan to locate their mentor. It took 28 years to bring to the screen, according to Martin Scorsese. It's based upon the Shusaku Endo's 1966 acclaimed novel. One critic saying, if they're billing this as it taking 30 years to get to the screen, unfortunately, it feels like it takes 30 years to watch. However, it is a beautiful movie. It's done by Scorsese, and 93% of the critics are recommending. Also, Patriots Day is out there, too. That's with Mark Wahlberg. 81% recommending this movie about the Boston Marathon bombings a few years ago.
It looks interesting, you know.
It does.
What are the critics saying about that?
Well, there's a bit of a controversy. It's well done, but Mark Wahlberg, you know, a lot of people in Boston think it's a little too soon, and he may be exploiting this particular event. But, you know, it's a good movie. 81% of the critics, at least, think it's one to see.
Well, it's not like he's offering a free hamburger with every ticket you buy, right?
No, it's but it's kind of a sensitive topic around.
Yeah, without a doubt. I understand.
Boston.
He is the movie guy. Now you know why. Steve Evans on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Steve-O. Merry Christmas to you, buddy.
Merry Christmas to you.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you were